And we're back here in the fourth inning. Lumberjacks have a lot of work to do now. They trail it 7-1. And Ben Schubering will lead things off for East here in the fourth. He had an RBI single back in the first, drove in the only run East has been able to muster so far here in this one. Stakowicz ready to work. Out of the windup, here's the pitch. Down the dirt, ball one. East only has one hit. Schubering has the only hit back in the first inning. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. Get the knees, and it's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Schubert took a big hack, didn't get it. It's 1-2 now. The wide and the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball bounces way in front of the plate. 2-2. Schubring, Corbett, and Widmark scheduled to bat here for the Lumberjacks in the fourth. First of two here. Doubleheader action today. We'll have both for you. Next pitch, Schubring fouls away. Count remains 2-2. We will have one game tomorrow for you right here. DC Everest has a non-conference game against the Lakeland Thunderbirds. Wide and the 2-2 pitch. Schubring again fouls it back and out of play. Count remains 2-2. And then off for the holiday weekend, getting back to work on Tuesday. And, of course, Woodchucks baseball returns here to Fox Sports Radio on Tuesday night as well. Wide the 2-2 pitch. Slow breaking ball. Schubring hits it on the ground to short. Grunewald up with it to throw across in time for the out, and there's one down here in the fourth. That'll bring up Ian Corbett, the DH. He grounded to third his first time up. Lumberjack baseball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Corbett going down and having a discussion with East coach Steve Heinrich down at third base coach's box. So Corbett digs in, and Stakowicz ready to work. First pitch, breaking ball, that rides outside, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes, and the pitch. Fastball, there's a strike outside part of the plate, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike again. Corbett took it. It's 1-2 now. The wide and the pitch. Strike three called outside corner. Corbett is done. And there are two down here in the fourth. Bryce Widmark will bat now for East with two down and nobody on. The line and the pitch. That's high, ball one. Widmark walked his first time up and then was picked off first base. The pitch in the dirt, 2-0 now. Merrill, we're in the top of the fourth inning. They have scored in every inning. One in the first, two in the second, four in the third, including a big three-run homer by Alex Klug. Next pitch is inside, 3-0 now. The wind by Stakowicz, the 3-0 pitch. Widmark taking all the way. That's a strike, 3-1. The wind and the pitch. Outside ball four, Widmark will draw a walk.
Pitcher,
And Luke Strick will bat here now with two down and a man on. Strick hit a high chopper off the plate his first time up that Stachowicz was able to field over his shoulder and make the throw for the out. Throw over, Widmark leaning again and nearly got picked off, this time able to get back. I'm not sure what the problem is there. He's not stealing, I wouldn't think. Down six. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. No reason to get picked off in this situation. Nothing and one to Strick. The stretch by Stachowicz. Here's the pitch, and he reaches out. It's a one-hopper back to the mound. Easy play for Stachowicz, and the inning is over. For the Lumberjacks here in the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Score after 3.5 remains. Merrill 7, East 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Luke Strick back out there facing Adam Messerschmidt. First pitch is hit in the air to right field. Gritzbacher makes the play over the shoulder, almost misjudged that one, but was able to make the catch for the out. And one pitch, one out here in the fourth inning. Once again, Messerschmidt hit it well. But Gritzbacher makes the play out and right. Ty Grunewald will stand in. He's got a couple of hits, a double in RBI, a run scored, and a stolen base. First pitch from Strick, breaking ball. That rides inside, and it's 1-0. 7-1 Merrill. We're in the fourth. And the pitch. Fastball. Grunewald fouls that one off the end of the bat. It's 1-1. Caught by the on-deck hitter for the Blue Jays. That's Alex Klug. The 1-1 pitch, another breaking ball, again inside, 2-1. Now time called at the plate. The stretch and the pitch, fastball, Grunewald. Hits it out to right field for a base hit on the ground again past Peterson at second base. Grunewald has his third hit of the afternoon, or the evening if you prefer. And with one down and a man on, Alex Klug will come up. Klug is one for two. But that one hit is a three-run homer back in the third inning. He also grounded out to short. The stretch by Strick and the pitch. Breaking ball, it's lifted in the air. Right side, Peterson goes out into shallow right field and will make the grab for the out. And there are two down here in the fourth. Adam Peterson getting a lot of work at second base here tonight for the Lumberjacks. Two down now. Grunewald still at first, and David Pufall, the center fielder, will bat. He's got a single and two trips, scored a run back in the third. And you got to believe it won't take long to send Grunewald here with two outs. Off he goes. Pitched a fastball. Romanski's throw is going to be just a bit late. Good throw by Romanski right on the bag, but Grunewald stole it. And he is at second now with two down for Pufall. The pitch was a ball. Good throw by Sam Romanski right there. Just a split second late, and now Grunewald trying to force Strick into balking, fake like he was going. Strick did a good job of not flinching that time. Pitch, though, a fastball inside, and it's 2-0 now to Pufall. The stretch and the pitch. That's driven back into right field again on the ground. Gritzmacher comes up, the throw coming home. That's going to be over the head of Romanski. A good throw had Grunewald. And Grunewald will score. A good throw had him. He was going to be dead, but Gritzmacher airmailed the throw over Romanski's head. And the run scores. Hufall with a single goes to second on the throw home. And it is 8-1, Merrill. They're making a living on ground singles between first and second. That's probably about the fifth or sixth one for Merrill here tonight of their 12 hits. Runner takes the lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Trey Stevenson, the left fielder, doesn't get it. He's 0 for 2, a strikeout and a pop out to second. I don't think anybody, especially the Lumberjacks, expected this tonight. Luke Strick to give up 12 hits through four innings. And there's a ball hit deep to left center field, and that is going to be out of here, a home run. Trey Stevenson up from the JV team, who didn't look good at all in his first at-bat, hits a two-run homer here in the fourth inning. And Merrill continues to pour it on here. Well, they say that hitting is contagious, and that's what we're seeing here tonight. And all of a sudden, the score is 10-1. Steve Heinrich's going to come out, and that's going to be all for Luke Strick, I would imagine. Strick's night is done, and it's a short one. And it looks like Jordan Heiding will come in to pitch. Kyle Daniel will come in to play shortstop. So while the new pitcher warms up, we'll take a break and come back with more. Merrill pounding the Lumberjacks here tonight. It's 10-1. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
First baseman, Brett Yelke.
Tom King back here at Athletic Park in Merrill, where the Blue Jays are putting the big hurt on the Lumberjacks here in game one of this doubleheader. They lead it 10-1, and the fourth inning isn't over yet. Jordan Heiding into pitch now for East. I believe this is his first time on the mound this year, coming in mop-up duty in this blowout here. Kyle Daniel is in to play shortstop now. He'll bat in Luke Strick's spot. And the first pitch to Brad Yelke is a strike. Yelke has a couple of hits and an RBI, a run scored so far tonight. In fact, every player in Merrill's batting order, with the exception of Trevor Osmundson, has a run scored in this game. Next pitch is bounced in. It's 1-1. And every player in the Merrill batting order tonight has at least one hit. They have pounded out 13 hits in this game so far. Hiding with the pitch. That's in there on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Lumberjacks had a 1-0 lead in this game back in the first inning. It didn't last long. Next pitch from Hiding, breaking ball way outside, and it is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. And the pitch. That's grounded up the middle, and Heiding gloves it. High hop on the mound. He'll throw him out at first base, and the inning is finally over. But Merrill adding three more runs on three hits. There was one error, and nobody left. The score after four complete now. It's Merrill 10, Lumberjacks 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. And we're back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. We go to the fifth inning. Lumberjacks trailing by 9 here. It's 10-1. Sam Romanski will lead things off. Romanski grounded at third his first time up. So a lot of work for the Lumberjacks to do here if they're going to try to get back into this one. First pitch from Stakowitz is outside, ball one. Luke Strick, obviously, with his worst performance of the season to date, just didn't have it. There's a ground ball foul by Romanski. It's 1-1. Merrill found the gap with a lot of ground balls for base hits, but then they got a couple of long balls as well, including one from Trey Stevenson up from the JV squad. It's a two-run shot last inning. Alex Klug, the catcher, also with a three-run homer earlier in the game. A 1-1 pitch to Romanski. That's down low, 2-1. Romanski, Denke, and then the top of the order for the Lumberjacks. The line by Stockowitz, the 2-1 pitch, swings at a high pitch, pops it up. Down the left field line, shallow left field, and the third baseman, Reinhardt, will make the play, and there's one down here in the fifth. And that'll bring up Tanner Denke, the center fielder. He walked his first time up.
Center fielder, Tanner Denke.
The line by Stockowitz and the pitch, breaking ball, and that just misses outside, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, Denke fouls that one away, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here it comes. It's a ground ball up the middle. Grunewald ranges ahead, bobbles it, makes the can't make the play. He'll hold it on, not make a throw. That's going to be an error on the shortstop, Grunewald, and Denke reaches. And with one down, a runner on, Jordan Heiding will bat. Heiding is grounded to short and laid down a sacrifice bunt. So Denke is on the stretch and the pitch. There's a strike outside corner, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one to the East now pitcher, Jordan Heiding. And the pitch. Heiding hits it in the air to right field, but playable out there. Catch is going to be made by Adam Messerschmidt. And there are two down here in the fifth inning for Willie Brandt.
Number 16, Willie Brandt.
So Brandt stands in. He has grounded out to first and flied out to left in two at-bats. First pitch to Brandt is a little bit high, ball one. We're in the fifth inning. Lumberjacks trailing 10-1. Here's the pitch to Brand. That's down low, 2-0 now. The stretch by Stockowitz and the pitch. Brand will hit it out to left field, but once again, that's playable again, and the catch made out there. For the out by Stevenson, and the inning is over. For East here in the fifth, no runs, no hits. There was one error and one left, and the score after four and a half remains Merrill 10, East 1. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Merrill in command here, 10-1, and Brian Stockowitz, the pitcher, stands in for the Blue Jays against Jordan Heiding. First pitch is down low and out, actually a strike at the knees on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. That was a 10-1 strike right there. The line by Heiding and the pitch. That's down low and outside, 1-1 now. The line by Heiding and the 1-1 delivery, breaking ball, that's fouled out of play. He got Stockowitz out on his front foot that time, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. The line and the pitch. That's lifted in the air to left field. Brand's got a beat on that, and he will make the play for the first out. One down here in the fifth. And that'll bring up Trevor Osmundson, the second baseman.
Number nine, Trevor Osmundson.
He has a single and also an RBI sac fly in two at-bats. and he bats here with one down and nobody on in the fifth. First of a doubleheader here tonight. Lumberjacks will look to bounce back in the nightcap. Next first pitch is outside, ball one. If they can't rally here, and a nine-run rally for Easton the last couple innings here is, let's face it, not likely. Not impossible, of course. Anything is impossible until you get all the outs. Next pitch is outside. It's a ball 2-0. But East has only managed one hit against Brian Stockowitz so far here tonight. The 2-0 pitch, that's in there for a strike, 2-1. There was a minor league game earlier this year down in Iowa in the Midwest League where the team came back from a 15-run deficit and then won it in extra innings. Next pitch is a strike, swung and a miss, and it's 2-2. Came back from a 15-run deficit. Actually, it might have been more than that. It might have been 17 runs. The 2-2 pitch. Strike three called at the D's, and Osmundson is gone. And Jordan Heiding doing a nice job in relief here. He's faced three hitters, got them all.
Mason Reinhart.
And Mason Reinhart will come to the plate for the Blue Jays. He has a single in three trips here. And will bat with two outs, and the base is empty. Hiding out of the windup, here's the pitch. Breaking ball is a bit inside, and it's 1-0. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. The 1-0 pitch. That's a bit outside, and it's 2-0 now. One thing a coach looks for in a game like this, here's the pitch. There's a strike at the D's, 2-1. He's watching to see which guys are still playing and which guys are mailing it in here in a 9-run deficit. Got to keep playing the same way, whether the score is 1-0 or 10-1. Here's the pitch. That's in the dirt, bounces off the plate. 3-1 now. Sometimes that's a hard thing for young players to learn, is whether you're getting pounded or whether you're the team doing the pounding or whether it's a close game. You got to play the same way because you don't know who's watching. There's ball four. You don't know if college coaches are in the crowd. You don't know if pro scouts are in the crowd. And it's just for your own pride factor, you should play hard no matter what the situation is. Two outs, runner at first for Adam Messerschmidt. The stretch by Heiding and the pitch. That's outside and low, ball one. Joe DiMaggio was once asked why he was legging out a double hard in a meaningless game in 90-degree heat. He said, somebody may be here seeing me play for the first time. There's a pitch in the down low. It's 2-0. And he wasn't going to just mail it in because then that person will go out and say, you know, I saw DiMaggio play and he was a dog. Two balls and no strikes. The stretch and the pitch. That's down low again, 3-0. So all of a sudden, Heiding struggling a bit with his command. We're in the fifth. It's 10-1 Merrill. Now throw over, Heiding, and the runner, Reinhart, able to dive back in safely. Hard throw over to first. The stretch and the pitch. There's a strike on the outside part of the plate, 3-1 now. Now a balk called. I didn't see what he did there. They call a balk. And they're going to wipe out that balk. Heiding had stepped off, and his foot was behind the rubber. The home plate umpire called the balk, but didn't see that his foot was off the rubber, so no balk. And we will continue here. 3-1, the stretch, and the pitch. That's lifted in the air to right field, playable for Gritzmacher. And he will make the catch to end the inning. For Merrill here in the fifth, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. First inning that Merrill hasn't scored in this game, and after five, the score remains. Merrill 10, East 1. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Merrill's Athletic Park, sixth inning of game one of our doubleheader. Merrill has a new pitcher on the mound.
Mike Fielder, number 13, Cameron Gritzmacher.
Justin Payan, a junior, will pitch for Merrill here, and he will face Cam Gritzmacher to lead off in the sixth inning. First pitch is down low and outside, ball one. Merrill leading 10-1. 10 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for the Blue Jays. One run, one hit, one error for East. Next pitch is low and outside again, 2-0 now. Wind and the pitch. There's a strike outside corner, 2-1. Payan sporting the neon blue shoes here, matching his jersey almost. Next pitch, Gritzmacher swings and fouls it at the plate, and it's 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Gritzmacher with a line drive just over the head of the leaping Grunewald into left center field for a base hit. And Gritzmacher is on to lead off the sixth inning. Ben Schubring will bat now for East. Schubring has an RBI single and a ground out to short.
Ben Schubring.
Gritzmacher takes his lead at first. First pitch to Schubring. He hits it hard in the hole into left field. Actually, Grunewald knocked that ball down with a dive into the hole, but he had no play. It's going to be an infield single for Schubring. And East has the first two men on here in the sixth inning. A couple of base hits, and that'll bring Ian Corbett to the plate, the DH.
Ian Corbett.
Corbett is grounded out to third and struck out in two trips. Runners take their lead. Payan's curveball way high, and it's 1-0. Well, Lumberjacks have a lot of work to do, down nine, but they get the first two men on here in the sixth inning, trying to chip away at this deficit. Next pitch is swung on and fouled by Corbett, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch by Payan, the pitch. Corbett lays off a high outside pitch, and it's 2-1. Thought about going after that one, was able to hold up. The stretch and the pitch. That's down low. Now the runner's going to go. The throw down is off the third baseman, Reinhart. He can't find it, and Gritzmacher is going to score. Gritzmacher, I think, caught Merrill by surprise there as he tried to go to third on a ball in the dirt, and Klug threw it away. So Gritzmacher will score on the throwing error by the catcher. Schubring able to advance to second base, and Sean Schultz is going to go out and have a talk with his infield here. Score now 10-2. Lumberjacks with a runner at second, and a 3-1 count on Ian Corbett. So you got to start somewhere if you're going to come back, and they get one on the board here in the sixth. Still nobody out. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Glen Ray Radiator, proud supporter of Lumberjack Sports, located on Wausau's northeast side. So a 3-1 count on Ian Corbett here with nobody out. Schubring the runner at second. It's 10-2. The stretch by Payan and the pitch. Corbett's going to hit it hard down the left field line, but it's going to be a foul ball. Long run out there for Stevenson. He can't get there, and it drops foul. Count now full, 3-2. Full count. So Corbett's job at the very least is to take it the other way and move the runner to third. Here's the pitch. Corbett's going to hit that one toward second base. It's going to go into right field for a base hit. Schubring will stop at third base. And Corbett is on. Three hits here in the inning for the Lumberjacks. A diving effort by the second baseman, Osmundson, but it trickled into right field. So first and third now for the Lumberjacks. Still nobody out, and Bryce Widmark will come to the plate. He's walked twice. The stretch by Payan, and the pitch to Widmark. He takes a strike just above the belt, and it's 0-1. Runners take their leads. The stretch and the pitch. Widmark takes another pitch for a strike on the outside part of the plate. He's in the hole 0-2. RBI opportunity. You got to swing the bat here. And the pitch. Swings at a high pitch, and hits that one up the middle for a base hit. Run will score. Corbin will stop at second. Four consecutive hits here by the Lumberjacks. Widmark swung at one up by his shoulders that time and was able to get on top of it and ground it into center field. 10-3 now. Still nobody out. And it will be Kyle Daniel, his first at bat of the day. The stretch and the pitch. That's high, ball one. Daniel came in to play shortstop when Heiding went to the mound to replace Luke Strick. So Daniel bats for the first time here. Stretch by Payan, the 1-0 pitch. Daniel swings and fouls that one out of play, and it's 1-1. Daniel just called up from the JV squad in the last week and a half or so. Runners take their leads, and the pitch swings and misses on a pitch low and outside, and it's 1-2 now. Two runs in here in the inning for the Lumberjacks. Still nobody out. And the pitch, breaking ball, that's way outside. 2-2 now. Sam Romanski waits on deck. Corbett the lead at second. Widmark off at first. Daniel's going to hit it on the ground ball. It's a short, maybe a double play. They get the force at second. No throw to first. So they do get one out on a fielder's choice by Daniel. Daniel safe at first. And Corbett moves to third. Runners at the corners with one down. And Sam Romanski comes to the plate. Romanski has grounded to third and popped out to third in two trips. The stretch by Payan, the first pitch to Romanski, swings and chops it foul down the third base side. And it's 0-1. Way out in front of that first pitch. Corbett the lead at third. Daniel off at first. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Romo chased it in the dirt. It bounced away from Klug, and that allows Daniel to go down to second base. So the wild pitch will take the double play out of the equation. Runners at second and third now. So a base hit can possibly score two. A stretch by Payan and the pitch. That's way high, and it's 1-2 now. Tanner Denke waits on deck. And the pitch to Romanski. That's a chopper foul. Staying alive, count remains 1-2. East Baseball brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Award. Where you bank does make a difference. Here's the pitch. Romanski chases a ball down low and outside and strikes out. So there are two down now for Tanner Denke. Still two men on. You got to get these runs in. If you're hoping for a comeback here, got to plate these two at least. Lumberjacks down 10-3, but now two outs here in the sixth inning. Runners at second and third. Pitch to Denke. He pops it up and playable for Reinhardt at third base, and the Merrill Blue Jays will get out of the jam here. Lumberjacks come up with two runs here in the sixth inning on four hits. There was one error and two men left, and the score after 5.5 now, it's Merrill 10, East 3. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Athletic Park in Merrill. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Merrill still leading 10-3. Ty Grunewald will lead things off. He has three hits on the day, two singles and a double. First pitch from Heiding in there for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Jordan Heiding pitching in relief of Luke Strick, who didn't have it today. Next pitch, just actually a strike called, and it's 0-2 now to Grunewald. Heiding ready to work. The 0-2 pitch. Ooh, just misses. Tried to get Grunewald to go after one a little bit off the plate on the outside, and it's 1-2. Tough pitch to lay off with two strikes right there. The line and the pitch. Breaking ball, Grunewald chops it foul into the east dugout. Heads up. Count remains 1-2. Hard to get a ball into the dugout past these fences, but was able to do that with a high hop that time. The 1-2 pitch. Way outside, and it's 2-2. East Baseball brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. There's a pitch foul out of play by Grunewald, and the count remains 2-2. Heiding ready to work. The wine, the 2-2 pitch. Misses inside, and the count now full, 3-2. Another game to come here. Doubleheader action tonight between the Blue Jays and the Lumberjacks. About 20 minutes to a half hour between games, I would imagine. Next pitch, Grunewald hits it down the line. It's a fair ball over Schubring's head. Going to be at least two. Gritzmacher chasing it down in the corner. And Grunewald's going to try for third. The throw comes in, and he's going to be out. A nice relay throw from Peterson, Gritzmacher, and they gun down Grunewald trying to stretch a double into a triple. And there's one down here in the sixth inning. So Grunewald has four hits on the day, but gets thrown out trying to stretch that double into a triple. And it will be Alex Clue who will stand in now. First pitch is popped up foul and out of play down the first base side. And it's 0-1. Klug has grounded out, popped up, and hit a three-run homer. That was part of a four-run third inning that broke this game open. 10-3 Blue Jays were in the sixth, game one of the doubleheader. Merrill has pounded out 14 hits in this game. First pitch, or next pitch to Klug, swung on and fouled again, and it's 0-2. Nothing in two. Klug digs back in. Heiding ready to work. Here it comes. That's in the dirt. Back to the screen. 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. The wind and the pitch. That's a little bit high. 2-2 now. Brand playing very deep in left field. It's only 3-0-3 down the line here in left. Widens out toward left center. Next pitch. Breaking ball. Klug laid off, and it's outside. Count out full. We got one down here in the sixth inning. Nobody on. And the pitch. That's lifted in the air. Schubring slides over. Does he have a play on it? Leaps and no, it's out of play, and the count will stay full. count here on the Merrill catcher. Now Klug ready, gets back in there. The line by hiding in the pitch. Strike three called. He got him a fastball on the outside part of the plate, and Jordan Heiding is doing a pretty good job in relief here in his first pitching this season. Two down, and that'll bring up David Pufall. Heiding's got two strikeouts, one walk, has given up one base hit in two full innings of work. Next pitch is inside. First pitch to Pufall is a ball. Pufall has a couple of base hits, a couple of runs scored. He also grounded out to second. The wind and the pitch. That's fouled out of play. Count one and one. Heiding looks in, gets the sign he wants, ready to work. A 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball high and outside. 2-1 now. One thing that Heiding really doesn't have is a breaking ball that he can rely on. He just hasn't pitched enough to have any command whatsoever of his curveball. 2-1 pitch. There's a fastball chopped up the middle. It's going to be fielded by Peterson. Now he'll bobble it. That's going to be an error on Adam Peterson. He fields that cleanly. He probably has a play, even though Pufall runs well. So it will be an error on Peterson, and that will bring up Trey Stevenson, the left fielder.
Left fielder, Trey Stevenson.
Who hit a two-run homer his last time up. He also popped out to second and struck out. He's one of the two JV players called up by Merrill, making their varsity debuts, and both have done some good things here tonight. Pufall, the lead at first, the stretch by Heiding and the pitch to Stevenson. Curveball hit him out on his front foot. He pops it up in foul ground. Romanski comes back to take a look, and he'll make the grab, and the inning is over. So for Merrill in the sixth, no runs, one hit, one error, and one left. And the score after six complete remains Merrill 10, East 3. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here as the Lumberjacks face their final at bat in game one. Trailing by seven, it's 10-3 in the top of the order. Jordan Heiding will lead things off here against Justin Payen. First pitch is a ball. Heiding has grounded to short, fly to right, and also dropped down a sacrifice bunt. Next pitch, Heiding swings and misses, and it's 1-1 now. We'll have a short break between games and then come back for game two here. Ground ball towards short. Grunewald with the big hop. The throw across is in time for the out. And there's one down here in the seventh. And that'll bring up Willie Brand, the left fielder.
Left fielder, Willie Brand.
Brand has bounced to first and flied out to left twice. First pitch to Brand, swings and misses. Maybe got a piece of that. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. 1-1 now to Payen. Because these games are on a delayed basis, we will not have much of a break between games, so hang around. 2-1. Hopefully the Lumberjacks can bounce back. There's Brand, lines one into center field, and a leaping catch made by the center fielder out there, David Pufall. Misjudged it a bit. That thing started rising a little bit, but he was able to leap up and make the grab for the out. So Brand hit it hard, but right at the center fielder. And with two down, Cam Gritzmacher will try to keep the Lumberjacks alive. Gritzmacher has a base hit, reached on an error, scored two runs, also has a stolen base. First pitch is a ball, 1-0, and he flied to center field his other time up. And the pitch. Ritzbacher hits it hard. Almost hits Coach Heinrich down in the third base coach's box. Just missed him with a line drive. And it's 1-1. And the pitch. Breaking ball. That's chopped high hopper to third. Reinhardt's got it to throw across in time. And the Blue Jays will win game one here tonight in impressive fashion by a score of 10-3. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap this one after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, I'll do a quick recap of this one here, and then you can save it. Hang on. Tom King back here at Merrill's Athletic Park. Game one is in the books. We'll be getting to game two here shortly. Let's recap this first game, though, as Merrill had their bats out tonight, pounding out 14 hits. Many of them, though, of the seeing eye variety, ground balls that made it through the hole, most of them between first and second. But they did have a couple of long balls as well. Alex Klug with a three-run homer, and youngster Trey Stevenson also had a two-run homer for Merrill in this one. East actually had the lead in this game in the first inning as they scored an unearned run in the first against starting pitcher Brian Stockiewicz. Cam Gritzmacher reached on an error, stole second, and then scored on an RBI single by Ben Schubring, and it was 1-0. But Merrill came right back and tied it in the bottom of the first inning. Mason Reinhart with a single, Adam Messerschmidt with a sacrifice bunt, and then Ty Grunewald drove him in with a single to tie the game at one. Merrill took the lead for good with two runs in the second inning. An RBI sack fly by Trevor Osmundson scored one of the runs, a wild pitch scored the other, and it was 3-1 after two innings. Merrill broke it open with four runs in the third. The big blow, the three-run blast by Alex Klug, and also an RBI for Brad Yelke in the inning. And then three more runs for Merrill in the fourth inning, with Stevenson's two-run blast being the big blow there. And they led it 10-1. East came back with two runs in the sixth. An RBI single by Bryce Widmark. The other run scored on a throwing error as Gritzmacher went to third on a pass ball. The ball was thrown away, and he was able to score. But that's all that East could muster. For Merrill, 10 runs, 14 hits, 4 errors. For East, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Winning pitcher was Brian Stockiewicz. Stockiewicz pitched 5 innings, had 1 strikeout and 3 walks. He gave up 1 run. Justin Payan pitched 2 innings of relief, giving up a couple of runs. He had 1 strikeout as well. Pitchers threw strikes here tonight for the most part. In fact, Lou Strick, despite getting knocked around, didn't have a walk. Strick was a loser. He gave up 13 hits, 10 runs, all of them earned. That'll hurt your ERA a bit. 1 strikeout and no walks for Strick here this afternoon, and he takes the loss. With the victory, Merrill moves to 7-11 on the season. With the loss, the Lumberjacks drop to 6-10, and we'll have game two coming up for you shortly. We'll be back in a few minutes with the starting lineups and get you set for game two here coming up. See if the Lumberjacks can bounce back and get a split here against the Blue Jays at Athletic Park in Merrill. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.